1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission is out with its second staff plan and a new map. The changes from the first to second map include realigning the 3rd Congressional District and keeping Garfield, Moffitt, and Rio Blanco counties in the 3rd District, as opposed to the first map, which put them in the 2nd District. Eagle County in this second map plan goes from the 3rd Congressional District to the 2nd. Mock-ups of these maps are at the website redistricting.colorado.gov. A couple of counties in the West are amending public health orders to require masks indoors to prevent COVID spread. Pitkin County will require masks in all indoor public spaces for those aged 2 and up, that order taking effect today. Eagle County extending a public health order requiring masks in schools and other child care settings, that order extending through October 29th. Despite national opposition, an operation by the BLM to round up and remove hundreds of horses from a herd in the Sandwash Basin was carried out. Colorado Sun says roughly 70% of the herd in northwest Colorado was removed via helicopter. 684 horses were taken in a two-week-long operation. That number was actually lower than originally planned. A letter sent by Governor Polis calling for a reprieve may have led to fewer horses being wrangled, although officials would not say for sure. School District 51 is in search of a new board member after the resignation of Vice President Paul Pitten, effective immediately. Those interested in filling the board vacancy have until September 28th to submit a cover letter, resume, a board questionnaire, and an affidavit of their qualifications. Details and the questionnaire at d51schools.org. The school district has 60 days to fill the board vacancy under Colorado law. I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center.